Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, November 7th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: signs of trade progress resurface, Disney Plus earnings, and Google may modify ad policy. Leading today's news, U.S. stock index futures turned sharply higher overnight, climbing 0.6% as China's Ministry of Commerce said the world's two largest economies had agreed to remove duties on each other's goods in phases. If China, U.S. reach a Phase 1 deal, both sides should roll back existing additional tariffs in the same proportion, declared spokesman Gao Feng. That would potentially provide a roadmap to end the bruising trade war after reports yesterday suggested a meeting between President Trump and Xi Jinping could be postponed until December, delaying a chance for the two leaders to sign an interim trade deal. In other news, Disney will take center stage later today when it reports Q4 results after the market close. Analysts are anticipating a challenging quarter for the Mouse House, specifically at its Media Networks division due to increased spending on the Disney Plus streaming service, set to launch this Tuesday. However, Disney's film unit will have likely gotten a strong boost thanks in part to The Lion King, and its parks segment is also expected to have performed well during the quarter. Google is considering changes to its political ad policy following a shot across the bow by Twitter, which said it would ban all political ads in a thinly veiled jab at its megatech rivals. Google's been holding internal meetings on the issue and is expected to share more with employees this week, the Wall Street Journal reports. Twitter announced its move in the wake of heavy public discussion about Facebook's refusal to ban political ads, a decision that Mark Zuckerberg has publicly defended. Twitter shares fell 2.5% pre-market after the DOJ charged two former employees with spying for Saudi Arabia, in part by digging into user accounts on the service. California also revealed for the first time an 18-month probe into Facebook's privacy practices and accused the social media giant of stonewalling the investigation by failing to turn over Zuckerberg's emails. Lastly, Alphabet's board of directors is inquiring how executives handled claims of sexual harassment and other misconduct, including behavior of Chief Legal Officer David Drummond. It was only last week that China launched commercial services for its superfast 5G mobile networks, but the country is not stopping there. The government has charged 37 experts at various universities and institutes to oversee the research of 6G, according to a statement by the Ministry of Science and Technology. While 5G is known to have data transmission speeds at least 10 times greater than 4G, rolled out in 2009, it's too early to tell what 6G could be or what technologies it would advance. The latest in Brexit continues this morning as the Bank of England announces its latest interest rate decision and releases new economic forecasts, the first it's made since the departure date from the EU was delayed. Many expect the bank to cut its outlook for growth and inflation, though it has drawn criticism in the past from Brexit supporters for what they see as overly gloomy predictions. The BOE will then enter a pre-election quiet period, but will re-emerge after the December 12th vote with the question of who will replace Governor Mark Carney. Saudi Arabia, the de facto leader of OPEC, is pressuring other members in the cartel to slash output to help Aramco's IPO set for December, the Wall Street Journal reports. While the oil giant's growth assumptions, as well as the dividend it's promising investors, are predicated on Brent oil prices of about $65 a barrel, some do not expect another supply cut at this month's OPEC meeting. The last thing OPEC wants is to give a second wind to shale producers here in the U.S., Tariq Zahir of Taish Capital Advisors told MarketWatch. $120 per share is too low for the basis of negotiations, according to Tiffany's board, which asked Bulgari owner LVMH to raise its $14.5 billion takeover bid. Tiffany informed LVMH it could open its books and provide confidential due diligence if the French luxury group sweetens the pot, sources told Reuters. Under CEO Alessandro Bogliolo, former head of fashion firm Diesel and a Bulgari alumnus, Tiffany has been developing its e-commerce business and is trying to court younger shoppers. A week after banning online sales of e-cigarettes, China outlined plans to prohibit vaping in public places to stem a distinct increase in activity among teenagers. The stance would put China squarely with countries that have outlawed e-cigarettes outright, including India, Brazil, and Singapore. Already the world's largest tobacco market, China's e-cig market size rose from $451 million in 2016 to $718 million in 2018, according to estimates from LEK Consulting. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and crude oil are all set to open in the green, with gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, initial jobless claims are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.